and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. Our next guest resides in Nashville, which ironically, of course, is Elvis Presley's home, and we just heard from Elvis Presley. I didn't get a chance to ask Chris Walker, our next guest, if he's been to Graceland. If he hasn't, I'm going to be very disappointed, but then he's going to have to wait till I come to Nashville and take me to Graceland, because I am dying to go there. Anyway, our next guest is Chris Walker, who is the executive director of Second Vote, a new resource for conservatives to make better informed decisions about where to spend their money. Available on smartphones and on the web, it is a database that scores and ranks companies on how they spend the money that is spent with them on various issues and causes, whether conservative or liberal. By helping educate consumers on how their money is spent, Second Vote can help them find better alternatives that are more aligned with the causes and issues important to them. Chris oversees the mission and day-to-day operations of Second Vote and serves as its principal spokesman. Over his career, he has worked as communications advisor and consultant with corporations, nonprofit organizations, political campaigns, and with government officials at both the state and Nashville level. He's a graduate of the University of Tennessee, and as I said already, lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome back. Welcome to the show, Chris. Are you there? I don't hear him.
I got disconnected for a minute there. I apologize.
Okay, he is back. So welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Bruce. Good to hear you.
It's very good to make your acquaintance through Cheryl and Harley Laban, who we both admire greatly, who's our regular guest at this spot. I forgot to mention that Chris is also dad to a young boy and girl, ages 1 and 3. And when we prepped for this show, we were sharing the fact that I am a dad to kids a little bit older at 17 and 20, and we both have issues and worries about what the political and world future holds for our kids. And before we get into more information and knowledge about Second Vote, I'd really like your thoughts on what you are looking at from a dad's point of view, being the father to 2 young kids, and what you think they are facing as we go forward into the future.
Well, thanks again, Bruce, for having me on. And I do think that as a father, I've been in politics for the better part of 10 years, and only in the last 3 years since I've had children do I really start to look at some of these issues, not from a personal standpoint, but from my kids' standpoint. And when you look at $17 trillion of debt, and you look at tax increases and an uncertain future in terms of health care and the delivery of kind of the freedoms that we're used to taking for granted in the United States, I'm a little apprehensive about my kids' future, to be honest. I think America can put their mind to whatever they want to do, they can accomplish, and I think we can accomplish great things in the United States still. But you start seeing the American dream being just a little bit more diminished over the past 10, 15, 20 years than I think it has been in the past, and I think we have a responsibility as parents and as fathers in particular to try to help really bring that optimism and that sense of can-do spirit to our children and make sure that they know that the future can be just as bright as they want it to be as long as they take it seriously.
Well, you know, the thing that you said that strikes me so much is when I was my kid's age, let alone when I was your kid's age, anything about politics was just a big snooze fest for me. I didn't care. And the only time I got a little bit aware, and I'm going to date myself, was when JFK was shot. I was 10. I was pulled out of school. And it was kind of, I watched everything that took place on television, and I got at least fascinated by JFK. I didn't really understand politics at that point. But now I think the impact of what's going on, let's just talk America politics alone, here in our country on our kids, is potentially devastating. Obamacare is having an incredible damaging effect across every you know area and demographic. College costs, work opportunities, all this stuff is just big time difficult for our kids. I was talking to my 17-year-old the other day about finding a job this summer, and I realized half the jobs I had when I was his age are not even available. Nobody rides a bicycle and does a paper route. Working at McDonald's now, you're competing, or Starbucks, you're competing with adults for those jobs. So, I mean, do you think about this? I mean, your kids are so young, you're probably just worried about the one-year-old getting diaper, getting toilet trained.
You couldn't say it better. We're in the process of that. But I guess because my job and our work at Second Vote is in the theater of ideas and in the theater of issues, is probably more prevalent to me than not. In particular, as you mentioned, Obamacare and other things obviously are drains. But there's also just a certain level of disinterest in public affairs and current events with the generation overall. I'm too young to still to say anything like kids these days, but I'm starting to get there. You just see a level of disengagement and a level of laissez-faire behavior towards those who we elect to make decisions for us and to represent us in our state capitals and in Washington. And far too often, way too many people don't pay attention.
Well, I agree with that. I actually wonder, I question if it's any worse. Just again, reflecting on my own interests. You know, I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I went to college in the early 70s. And, you know, I was part of the whole hippie movement and anti-Vietnam. I wasn't politically inclined. Just I enjoyed whatever free love I could get out of it and drugs, sex, and rock and roll. So in that regard, that was where I was interested in those days as a, you know, late teenager and early 20-year-old. I didn't pay attention. I mean, I sort of was anti-Vietnam only because everybody else was, but I didn't really understand it and never really got that involved in it. So I don't think the kids today are that much different. But the difference is its impact on them, I believe, is greater. They're going to graduate. I had all kinds of job opportunities when I graduated high school. It was never even a thought that I'd have to go live back home. Kids today right. really have to worry about that stuff, let alone parents that don't want to have to support their kids forever.
You know, one of the things that you which you said is very interesting, and it's very true that they say some of the greatest forms of truth telling is in satire, and The Onion is one of the best forms of satire out there. And there was a story that I saw this week that said kid graduates, kid first in his family to have $170,000 of debt before he even has a job, and you know, you look at the student loan issue as our kids are just getting crushing debt. And not really learning anything in college that can make them marketable for job skills.
I'm sorry, Chris. I really disagree. I think Native American studies and women's literacy department and feminism 2.0, these are really career builders. In fact, every form of ethnic studies, the jobs out there, they're just lining up for those departments.
Yeah. Well, it's something as a father, I do worry about what my kids learn. How are they going to contribute not only to our community, but to their families and to our family and to their friends and their neighbors and their networks as well. And that's something that we feel is important. And that's why we really look at this as what we're doing at Second Vote as a way to help educate parents and their kids on where they spend their money. If you can take your time to think about where your money is going when you shop at Starbucks or when you shop at Costco or when you shop at McDonald's, if you take that little extra time to see, okay, well, I didn't realize I was funding this group or this group or this group, either right or left, it doesn't matter. If you can help engage people in that thought process to realize they participate in the political process every day, we think that can be a great way to go.
Okay, you did a perfect segue. Let's talk about Second Vote. What is it? And what does it do for the consumer, and why is it important?
Well, we are building a database, both accessed on the web and on an app, that allows you to see what companies do with the money you spend with them. So as a politically conservative person and somebody that cares about various issues, I care when the CEO of Starbucks says, if you don't believe in the issues I believe in, then don't be a shareholder in my company. Or I care about when a company takes and turns and spends the money on an organization that I wouldn't donate to, or they're advocating for a cause I wouldn't donate to. That's important to me because, again, you're participating in this process, the issue advocacy, whether you like it or not.
A really important point that is inherent in the name Second Vote, which is what you're not realizing, the consumer, is that when you spend your money at some of these companies, you are funding their political agendas. And I think that is key to the whole name you've chosen and what you're providing. And I don't think most people get this.
I think that's exactly right. We have we are participating in the process every day by where we spend our money. We are making a conscious decision, sometimes an unconscious decision, but we're making a decision about what organizations and groups we support by where we shop. And far too often, conservatives, and frankly, probably even liberals to a certain degree, don't take the time to make the connect the dots on where their money goes to support different causes and issues. So what we want to try to do is help people meet them where they are, where they're shopping, so you can download the app on your smartphone and just start to see, okay, well, this company scores very conservatively or this company scores very liberally. And we give you that information, you know, dispassionately, free of any type of swaying opinion, to help you make better educated, better informed decisions about where you shop. Because where you shop is your second vote.
Do companies get grades? I mean, is that how it works on your website?
We base our scores on a 1 through 10 scale, 10 being more conservative, 1 being more liberal. We're actually in the process of fine-tuning some of those scores as well. We launched in October, so we're still adding new issues and adding new companies by the day. But we score on a 1 to 10 scale on 5 different issues, and we add, like I said, we're adding more issues this year as well, with the idea of whatever issue is of interest to you or whatever company you shop with, you can check out our app and see for yourself where that money goes, and you can help make a better decision. You can still shop at Starbucks if you want, if you're a conservative that cares about some of the issues that Starbucks is opposed to. But we're at least helping you know when you're shopping where that money goes.
Wow, we are out of time. I do want to make one other comment and then make sure you let our listeners know where they can sign up and where they can donate and help if you need that kind of support. You know, my one statement occasionally is there are certain Hollywood actors that I just cannot stand because of what they say, mostly anti-Americans like Sean Penn or Alec Baldwin or Barbara Streisand. I will not go to their movies anymore. I just can't.
Yep.
I cannot look at them and give 10 or 12 or 14 bucks to a movie theater to support them. Anyway, so that's one way that I just passively protest. We're out of time. Tell us what we can do to help and where we can go to find your app.
And Bruce, that is completely well said. That is the entire point of what our app is. You can go to secondvote.com. That's the number 2ndvote.com. Or you can download it on your iTunes store or your Droid store. We're working on the Windows phone as well. But everything's available on our website, too, at secondvote.com. Feel free to check it out and start really thinking about where your money's going.
Thank you very much. That's Second Vote, the number 2ndvote.com. Chris, I hope to have you back. It was wonderful speaking with you. Please, listeners, stay tuned for Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind, it covers our land. Strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.